God's grace, His mercy, and His peace be yours in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. These words from the Old Testament lesson, beginning with verse 34. They will not teach again, each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know. From the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more. Please be seated. As we consider those words, I ask you this question. Why are you here? No, not today. But why are you here at the seminary? Through the years, I had 25 vicars at Lutheran Home, and I asked just about every one of them, why are you here? The same question I asked myself when I vicared at Lutheran Home, for I had been a youth director, and I can't minister to old people. Wrong. I learned. But really, why are you here? You heard the words. They will all know me. You will no longer have to teach, because they will know the Lord. So does that mean there's nothing for you to do out there anymore? There's no call waiting for you or vicarage assignment? You've studied in vain? No. We know these words that begin, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord. They're coming and they are not yet here. And that's why you are here. And that's why you will be in your vicarage church and your first call. And all your calls, you will be there to teach and to preach and proclaim the wonderful news of Jesus. Christ crucified. Let that be in all of your teaching and all of your preaching. As Paul himself said, we preach Christ and Christ crucified. And so that is why you are here. Because the world, you know very well, is evil. They disregard and even show contempt to God's word. And we see it more and more every day. And more there will be a need for people like you to go out and proclaim Jesus Christ. And yes, some of them will have heard. And probably even in your own congregations, there will be some who have heard by their ears, but not by their hearts. I remember how vividly this was brought to me in Oklahoma City as I visited one of my members at the hospital. She was dying. She spent the last 6.5 weeks of her life there. One of these days I was there. Nurse had said, we're calling the family. And so I waited for the family. And they closed the door of the ICU unit, shut the cover, the drapery, so that I could have time with the family. And we started praying the Lord's Prayer. And as we looked at the monitor, which I learned to do a lot in my ministry, you see the pulse rate and heart rates going down. It reached about 65 over 24. By all rights, she should have been dead. We started praying the Lord's Prayer. Halfway through, the door was swung open, the curtains were pushed back, and the doctor came in and said, What are you doing in here? I didn't answer because we were in the midst of the Lord's Prayer and we finished. And then I said to him, we're praying, is that okay? And he said, I guess so. But she lived for another 3.5 weeks. Another visit there. And a nurse came up to me and she said, there's a man over in that cubicle would like to talk to you. Okay, fine. He saw you coming in and he would like to talk to you, but I need to tell you something about him. He's a prisoner. He's being guarded here. He's a murderer. I just thought you might not want to go and visit him when you heard those words. Wrong again. I went in. I was a little intimidated by the guard standing there with his gun. The prisoner was shackled to the bed, hand and feet. He didn't look very much like a criminal to me, very emaciated and very thin, and all he could say was, "If there is a God, will he help me? If there is a God, will he help me?" And he went on to pour out his heart and his soul to me in confession. And I was able to witness to this man, this criminal. Now, was his confession real, or was it just something to get my attention? Only God can know that and determine that. And that's what you will come into. You will run into situations like that. They may not even be of your own congregation, but we are called to proclaim Christ and Christ crucified to anyone who will listen, and even to those who will not listen, proclaim it anyway. Isn't it awesome that we have a wonderful God who is so gracious to you and me and to everyone, who loves us? He forgives us. And by the way, you may not have heard this, but we have a forgetful God. Yeah, I see some heads wonder at that. And thank God we do, because He forgives our sins and He remembers them no more. I can only speak for myself, but I'm sure glad He has forgotten all the sins that He has forgiven that I have committed. And I wager that many of you feel the same. As you minister to your people, there's one verse that I would like to bring your attention to. I used it Sunday as we installed our new pastor at Concordia. Words from Isaiah 40, verse 1. Comfort ye my people. And that's what you will be doing. You may not like everything that your members do, but that's why you're there, to reproach them, to bring them God's forgiveness and God's love, and remind them of that wonderful love. I said a few moments ago, I spent time with these people in the hospital, and that's what it's all about, for you to spend time ministering to your people. God gives you the grace and the courage and the wisdom to minister to them, and you will minister to them according to the promise that God gave earlier in this lesson, where He said, "I will make a new covenant." A new covenant has been made for you, for your members, for all of us. And that covenant, that promise, is the assurance of the forgiveness of sins, the assurance of eternal life. And if that's all you do in your ministry, and I know you'll do a lot more, always remember that you bring your members that reassurance of their forgiveness, number one. Number two, the reassurance of eternal life, which is theirs as they continue to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. May God grant to each and every one of you in your ministries the courage, the wisdom, to proclaim Christ and Christ crucified, because with that, you will have won many hearts for God. Continue your studies. You know now why you're here. And continue and go on to spread the wonderful love of Jesus to all. Your members and non-members, preach Christ and Christ crucified. Amen. May that peace of God which passes all human understanding keep your hearts and your minds through your faith in Christ Jesus today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.